Tantramar Council has rejected a request to apply for federal infrastructure funding in support of a 63-unit housing co-op development planned for Fairfield Road, and the rejection could jeopardize the prospects of the project to succeed. Fresh Winds Housing Cooperative co-chair Sabina Dietz was in a slight state of shock after the council meeting Tuesday when CHMA asked for her reaction to the decision.
Well, surprised and a bit, well, and disappointed. Very surprised because we didn't quite see this coming. So, yeah, it's an odd development, let's put it that way.
Dietz said that after 2 years working on developing the housing co-op project, the Fresh Winds team has adopted a resilient attitude.
There's never a door that is entirely closed.
But that said, Dietz says the lack of support from the municipality could make things difficult for the housing project.
Essentially, what happened tonight is an expression of, no, we're not supporting Fresh Winds. And after, you know, we're having a mayor's roundtable on housing, we had meetings, public meetings, the minister's been here, we've met with a minister, we're doing all sorts of innovative things for not just this community, but for the province. And we know we're supported provincially, but if we can't show that support at the municipal level, it has the risk of putting a lot more hurdles in our way than necessary.
Dietz says the Fresh Winds team will continue to seek out ways to fund their project, including requesting a meeting with town staff to try and correct what she calls misinformation shared during the 20-minute council discussion of the issue.
When there is a specific funding available that you can only get for the purpose of increasing housing in a community, and we know that all across the province, all across the country, communities are accessing the funding, and it's not that much. I'm sorry, but it's not that much. It's minimal. And you've got a project that is essentially shovel-ready, and the municipality doesn't have to do all that much to get well over 80% of funding for major, you know, improvement of infrastructure to add housing is a bit surprising. But again, like I say, the biggest surprise is all the misinformation that's out there.
Dietz says that Fresh Winds has already applied directly to the federal government for funding to support laying the infrastructure on its own Fairfield Road property. But an estimated $2.4 million in water, sewer, and road work would also be needed on municipal property, which is why Fresh Winds was asking Tantramar to apply to the Regional Development Corporation in New Brunswick, who administer the CHIF, or the Canada Housing Infrastructure Fund.
We know that we own the land on the Fresh Winds land, so we need to put the infrastructure in there, right? And so we applied for that portion. But I can tell you right away, we were planning to do the same thing with the Regional Development Corporation, just for the Fresh Winds portion. We will not get access to that funding. If the municipality doesn't do the other part, we will not get access. And we cannot add $2.4 million at this stage to our project. We would have to find the funding elsewhere. Our assumption was always that, because it was indicated to us earlier as well, right, that the municipality is interested in supporting this. So that's why the whole thing is a big surprise, a disappointment, and I wish we had more time to prepare.
Dietz says Fresh Winds found out about the staff report to council and the upcoming decisions on Friday, and then received an invitation to make a 5-minute public presentation at Tuesday's meeting. She says that wasn't adequate given the complexity of the project and the funding landscape.
We had no ability to prepare councillors or inform them about the package or what is this actually about. We have more information than was presented here at council tonight. And so it's backwards. I'm really hoping we can meet after staff has had their chance to discuss and bring this back up on the table, because it needs to come back up on the table.
CEO Jennifer Bourne presented the staff report to council, which did not include a recommendation. Bourne also said that town staff would be attending an information session about the CHIF today.
So at this time, as noted in the report, staff do not have a recommendation. I will clearly say that we do not have all the information at the present time. We are still working through this. As mentioned, training tomorrow. I don't expect to get all of the information that we need for CHIF applications in a one-hour presentation tomorrow. A lot of work still to be done working with the RDC to gather more information, even for our own municipal application.
It's not clear why the request for a decision on the Freshwinds CHIF funding application came to Council yesterday. Normally, Council decisions are presented at Committee of the Whole meetings for open discussion and then come back to Council for a request for decision. In this case, the request for decision appeared only in Council's regular meeting agenda on Tuesday. Bourne was unavailable to comment after the meeting, but Mayor Andrew Black told CHMA that the timing was simply a response to a request from Freshwinds.
Because there was an ask, we felt we had to address it, and that's why it came forward now.
Councillor Alison Butcher commented on the lack of information on how CHIF funding works as a reason behind her vote not to support the application.
One of my big concerns with this is that it feels like it's happening really fast, and we have a housing crisis. I'm well aware that we need to move, but I feel like our staff has not even had the training to find out how this CHIF funding will be working. So it concerns me that we could possibly be making a decision like putting the cart ahead of the horse. I feel like we need to have all of the information before we make a decision, and making a decision now before our staff has even had training on how it will all roll out feels a little irresponsible.
The staff report to Council outlined a number of concerns about applying to the CHIF for the Fairfield Road infrastructure. The concern that seemed to resonate with a number of councillors on Tuesday was the possibility that applying to CHIF for $2 million in infrastructure funding now could affect the municipality's chances of receiving funding later for a major project to bring Sackville sewage lagoons up to regulation. The sewage lagoon project is something the municipality has been saving for, with additional charges on water bills feeding into a reserve fund. It's also expected to cost in the tens of millions, but the project is still at early stages. Engineer John Eppel says the first step is to hire an engineer to assess what needs to be done to the lagoon system, and a request for proposals for that work is expected soon. After an engineering assessment has been completed, the municipality will be able to apply for funding for the major project. A few councillors spoke about the reasons behind their decisions on Tuesday. Councillor Barry Hicks said he felt any publicly supported expansion of sewer and water should go to areas of the municipality that are already developed on well and septic systems. Councillors Josh Gauguin and Matt Esterbrooks framed their decisions as choices to be made between the $2 million Freshwinds infrastructure project and the much larger sewage lagoon project.
I love the project, and I love what it will do to the municipality and bring in extra revenue, extra people to the town. But we've delayed the lagoon upgrades so many times, and we're going to be faced with a deadline that they're not going to do it anymore. And as a perspective of value for the tax base, I feel like if we apply for the funding for the lagoon, we're going to get more value out of that versus building up to Freshwinds. There could be other things that we could find somewhere else without applying for this funding. I feel like this funding should be applied for the bigger project that will give us a bigger bang for our buck.
The lone councillor who spoke in support of pursuing CHIF funding for the Freshwinds Fairfield Road expansion was Councillor Michael Tower.
I find it hard to say no to this one in any way, shape, or form. We could apply for this one. It's going to be a year and a half or something like that before we can consider the lagoon. So by that time, we're ready to make that application again under a different, and there may be a different grant available to help up even more. So for us to say, no, it's too fast, I'm sorry. The program's been out there, and we just haven't lopped into it and said, okay, let's take advantage of it. So I think it's time that we have to show some leadership and say, let's help out. Let's find a partnership and try to work forward to make some things happen and get this housing crisis under control.
After Tuesday's meeting, CHMA asked Mayor Black if the door was closed on municipal support for the Freshwinds project.
The funding application that they're asking for, council has declined to endorse that. Whether that closes the door for support for Freshwinds for the municipality, I think that's arguable.
That's Tantramar Mayor Andrew Black. At their meeting Tuesday, Tantramar Council rejected a request to apply for federal infrastructure funding in support of a 63-unit nonprofit housing development planned for Fairfield Road in Sackville.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.